Okay, Steve, well, take us through the ride. I mean, obviously, starting in separate states and state capitals means that you're going to have a lot of people on the road. Are you ever going to get together and ride in one group, or do you all turn up in the Red Centre?
No, well, each ride, apart from Darwin, each ride leaves on Saturday the 18th, and there'll be groups of varying sizes. I think Sydney will have a group of well in excess of 100 leaving, because there will be day riders and also some overnight riders there. So the groups will all leave on, pardon me, on the same day, and gradually they'll start converging, again, apart from the Darwin leg of the ride, they'll start converging on Port Augusta, and they'll all join up there. I think it's on about the 22nd, so that'll be a fairly big occasion in Port Augusta, and then we'll all ride up the Stuart Highway together, which will be quite a sight, and through that fabulous sort of moonscape of landscape there, and then we'll meet up with the group coming down from Darwin, and there are quite a few people in the centre who support the ride, and will be there to meet us, and by the time we get there, we'll have probably over 200 riders who have come all the way, and it'll be quite a fantastic experience, particularly for the new riders who haven't done it before. There are a number of riders who are back for the second and a few for the third time. But for some of the riders who are doing it, it's actually quite an adventure for them, because a lot of them haven't ridden much further than, you know, a ride up to the hills on a weekend.
Yeah, certainly it would be an adventure. It's just wonderful hearing the stories of people who've ridden out that part of the world, and that what they see is just awesome.
And I mean, apart from the physical beauty of our country, and it's ever changing, and I can't believe it when I hear people say things like, "Oh, it's boring driving across or riding across the Nullarbor." Certainly, there are lots of parts of it there where there doesn't appear to be much, but it's just an amazing landscape, and I'd be happy to do it a couple of times a year at least, and it's at least once a year I do it now. And we're very fortunate that we have got such a big country to ride in, and a lot of diversity in the places we ride.
What will happen when you get to the Red Centre? Do you have a program in place for those who actually make it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll have two official nights there. The first night, we base ourselves at Heavy Tree Gap Outback Lodge. They've been fantastic supporters of ours since the first time we've ridden there, and they've got a wonderful facility there called the Red Centre Dreaming, quite appropriately, and we'll gather there for the first night, which is a reasonably informal night, but we all get together and just celebrate the fact that we've made the distance, and we're all together there, and I haven't told the riders, and I know you'll keep it quiet, Greg, but we've got some pretty special entertainment organised for them there to welcome us to that part of the country, and so that'll be the first night, and then on the Friday we've got a procession ride. The local police have really come on board to help us, and the local shire, the town council, and we've got a procession ride going right through the centre of town, in fact up the mall, and we'll be having a community function at lunchtime in the middle of Alice Springs, which will be pretty special. And then that night, the Friday night, is officially our last night of the ride, and we've got our ambassador, Angry, who's going to put on a bit of a gig for us. Some local musicians have put together a backing group, and we'll have awards and a few stories and a bit of entertainment, and it'll be a good couple of nights there.
Look, it sounds terrific. It's great to hear that the police and the community have been supportive. How about the mainstream media? Are you getting much support from them?
Well, this year, Greg, we've actually had a massive bonus with media attention. I don't know if you picked it up, but a few weeks ago, Channel 9 ran a nationally news item on the Saturday evening news about Black Dog Ride. And we've got Simon Boder, Channel 9 senior journalist, who's taking part in the ride this year, and he's been instrumental in bringing Channel 9 on board as a partner to give us a lot of coverage during the ride. And in fact, we'll have the morning breakfast weather guy, Steve, who will be coming along on the ride from Broken Hill onwards to report the weather nationally during the ride. So that we've been very fortunate in having that connection.
No, that sounds like it's a tremendous response, mate. Congratulations. And
thank you.
It sounds like it's going to be a terrific couple of weeks.
It is. It's. I'm so looking forward to it. I spend the last 6 months organising the ride, and most of my time is spent riding the laptop. And it'd be great to get on the bike and get out there with all the riders and experience it all. It's fantastic.
Okay, and Steve, do you want to just tell us your website, mate?
Yes, there's a lot of information that people can get about the itinerary of the ride and what it's all about, and the virtual ride that we'll be offering this year for people who can't actually come on the actual ride. And if they go to the blackdogride.com.au web address, they'll find all the information there.
Good on you, Steve.